You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Happy Wednesday. Looks like we got a little dust on crust this morning. A couple fresh centimeters. In fact, Blackcomb had 4 centimeters yesterday recorded on its storm board, where its height of snow is 1.29 meters at the Catskinner weather plot. But this morning, the grooming team prior to patrol arriving have said there's 2 centimeters. Looks like it's pushing 5. Yeah, this morning. But don't expect that to be a universal amount across the hill. We might have had a deeper or shallower flurry depending. Yeah, we're going to have some more scattered flurries throughout the day. Cloudy skies expected, so pretty variable visibility too, with no major standouts on the grooming report. Nothing out of the usual culprits, you know, but Raven to Old Crow to Ptarmigan is run of the day on Whistler, along with Cougar Milk on Blackcomb, actually. But yeah, I expect cloudy skies today, some scattered flurries before we hopefully see a better amount of snow arrive tomorrow evening to lay up for some better viz and fresh snow on Thursday morning. And temperature-wise, yeah, the freezing level, it just crept up above Pig Alley yesterday afternoon at, say, 1 p.m. and then dropped, where at Pig Alley right now it is -4. At the tippy tops of Whistler and Blackcomb, like -7. So, yeah, good temperatures mean that I don't think the groomers will be all too crispy above 1,600 meters above Pig Alley like they have been. Here's hoping they're a little softer this morning without that kind of spring sunshine to affect it yesterday. We'll see. But yeah, we are due an Alpine high of -4 today. So in and around the roundhouse and rendezvous, we've got like a southwesterly wind direction of less than 30 k's an hour. So it'll feel, you know, a little cooler when that wind hits you, but -4 to be the general temperature around that elevation today. So variable viz and cooler. Yeah, without the sunshine today, we're going to have a pretty cloudy day. Which means if you're traveling further afield too, what to expect? Well, I'm looking at, some really cool pictures from a sunny Sunday on Black Tusk. But yeah, very different now. What with low avalanche probability and danger in alpine, treeline, and below treeline elevation, the bulletin does read that a hard crust makes for generally safe avalanche conditions, but difficult travel. Yeah, hardly pleasant right now. not primed. In fact, looking at someone's report of the Singing Pass just from a day ago, also, they picked up a jacket on the Singing Pass trail and they have handed that in to guest services. So that's super nice of them. But they said, yeah, it's a solid 3.5 to 4 out of 10. You know, they had to take their skis off a few times and the top was a double luge track and then some debris, bare bridges. That skied pretty well considering. So, and there were some dirt patches where you can walk or carry your skis. So yeah, 3.5 to 4 out of 10 for Singing Pass right now, and it is only going to melt more given conditions this week, realistically. So, yeah, I have Adder. I'm looking forward to, the bit of snow to arrive tomorrow. Fingers crossed for, a decent amount, because we don't have much up until sort of April 4th. April 4th, we're going to see some snow by the looks of things. Early days on that system, though, so we'll keep you posted. But let's talk about our valley weather, your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new vehicle to adventure in the sea to sky. Yeah, a couple of things that are going to affect your drive today and tomorrow. That maintenance I mentioned between Blackcomb Way and Nicholas North Boulevard, there will be some single lane alternating traffic, what with tree pruning happening between 8 and 4 p.m. both days. And there will be also that happening on Thursday near Nairn Falls, so between Whistler and Pemberton. Yeah, single lane alternating traffic in the northbound lane. So if you're coming from Pemby to Whistler and you have a commute between 8 and 4, give yourself ample time. Yeah, but Valley weather-wise, yesterday was, a seasonal 7.7 degrees. And what with today's cloudy day expected, we're going to have another high of 7. A little more sunshine towards Lillooet on the Duffy Lake Road. Maybe we'll see the sun break through the cloud bank a little today, but we still have a 60% chance of showers this morning. And just currently 2 degrees, but a high of 7 again expected. And yes, sunrise was at 7 a.m. today. So, what else to let you know? Quite a few couple of events like that you might be interested in, including one at library. I want to, with it being tax season, the Money Matters Finance series that has been happening monthly at the library is doing another one today. Lesson 3 on earning and taxation. Also looking at TFSAs, RRSPs, non-registered investing, types of taxes, you name it. And I forget which friend of mine mentioned that they attended one and how great it was. And that is at the library today in the community room at 6 p.m. But you do need to register in advance for that. I believe it will be busy. So that's on your radar, along with it being a Tuesday. That means karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge, along with Vinyl Richie and Foxy Moron spinning. Yeah, vinyl hip-hop, Whistler's only hip-hop vinyl night. That is happening at the Brewhouse tonight. And thank you, David Song at the Peak News Magazine, for doing a little recap of some, big news events here in Whistler. Like, how do we feel about Whistler Back Home introducing digital mobile passes and hand scanning starting next winter and eradicating hard passes? Or, great news that Freestyle Whistler has acquired a new landing bag. And Marielle Thompson chalked up a fourth career Crystal Globe. Amazing. And Jacob Jewett won gold at the Crankworx Rotorua Dual Slalom event. Oh, and the municipality took delivery of 2 electric vehicles, making a total of 11 now in its fleet. Yeah. Great little roundup there, but oh my gosh, that video of that collision on Crystal Chair on Whistler Blower, ouch. No, ain't nobody needs to see that, but I should have shared a photo of my pint of the Queen of Hops IPA at Coastman and Brewing yesterday. That was delicious. And I know Stinky's on the Stroll has another delicious food special for you today. I hope you're following them on Instagram so you get all the latest from them. And I know you know that I love the Whistler Museum's Instagram account. Well, they shared a video yesterday that gives a little look at the inside of the older, actually round roundhouse. And there was a fireplace inside. Man, it would have been so cool to be here in the 70s and 80s. You know, like seeing footage like that just really fires me up. Like, how cool, to really earn your turns on Peak and the Camel Humps. Like, wow, that would have been something else. More entertainment options for you today. It's Tuesday, so that means Dusties are hosting the Hair Farmers at Apres today. And Ski Tour are playing tomorrow at the GLC with none other than N2N. And they do have a later start time that's happening between 5 and 8 now to allow for, of course, the later sunset time, you name it. And I believe it'll be inside due to the weather, but there will be 35 tickets, extra tickets available on the door. And doors are at 5, but expect to be there much earlier in order to try and get a ticket, because that's going to be an awesome night. That's tomorrow. And I cannot believe that the Whistler Ski and Snowboard Festival is just a couple weeks away. It gives me mixed emotions to know that we just have a couple more weeks to ski Blackcomb, hey? Ugh. But some amazing events, coming down the pipeline there, including the 72-hour filmmaker showdown. Somebody is looking for somebody to act in their video online. And I'm seeing a notification here too. I've already mentioned that the Point Artist Run Center on Alter Lake Road has a paint and sip night coming up with Cass Dickinson. They have another one if you can't make it this Sunday on April 7th, FYI. Yes. I know, lots going on, including today from Luna Whistler, that's downstairs at the lower level of the Maury Young Arts Center, a breathwork experience, a breath workshop, and that is happening between 7 and 8:30, $10 if you're not a Luna member, or $8 if you are. Oh, yeah, there's a couple birthday shout-outs today for sure. These are hilarious, though, because two of these people have changed their last name on my face on their Facebook. And at Jeffrey SQ, I don't know your last name anymore. Haven't seen you in ages. Hope you're super well and you have a phenomenal day. Same with wonderful RMT Tara. Cat Doll is your last name now on Facebook. And I've forgotten, Tara, your last name too. Happy, happy birthday. Also, Peter Johnston's birthday today, who has moved down to the city. So happy birthday, everyone. But of course, yeah, I've got some awesome throwback facts for you from the awesome Stinkies on the Stroll. This one from 1953. You know that Dr. Jonas Salk, he announced that he'd successfully tested a vaccine to prevent polio, and then clinical trials began the next year, but that was on this day. Yeah. Or did you know that in 72... The 1972, the LA Lakers, they broke the NBA win record. They had a win of 69 out of 82 games, and that record stood for 24 years. Yeah. Or did you know this one? This one's remarkable. You know Richard III of England? Well, no, I didn't know him personally, but he was reburied at Leicester Cathedral on this day in 2015 in England. That's after his body was discovered under a car park in Leicester in 2012. Now you know. Or did you know that I Heard It Through the Grapevine was number one on this day, Marvin Gaye in 1969? Yeah. Or maybe that Stevie Wonder. Radio stations in South Africa actually banned his entire catalogue, all of his records, in 1985 after he dedicated the Oscar he won the night before at the Academy Awards to Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. Yep. Shania Twain, her second studio album, The Woman in Me, was at number one on the country music chart in 1996. Don't ask me why. Yeah. Uh-huh. And 24 years ago, 23, in the year 2001, a toy figure of Eminem was facing a ban from UK shops, with psychologists warning parents who buy the dolls for children they would inadvertently be giving this approval to bad language. Oh, that should have been joke of the day. That's hilarious. But the joke of the day today is, of course, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. And I have got a great joke about construction. Yeah, but I'm still working on it. Track of the day today comes from a four-piece out of LA, an indie group of four women. They've been together for 20 years, but just released a new single last month called Common Blue. Their name is Warpaint. They've been making music for 20 years, but had like a two-year hiatus. And I'm digging it, like an indie, softer track that, could keep you company today for a gray bird day. Yeah, that's called Common Blue. Even though it's not blue today, you know what I mean. So, happy Tuesday. Have yourself a terrific day. I think we're going to have a more pleasant, less firm groomer morning. Fingers crossed.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.